Well, grace and peace again, brothers and sisters in Christ. Please join me as we lift up the prayers of the people this day together. Do have some new prayer requests for you today. Quite a bit going on. We want to pray for Maria Carnelian, Jessica Ochoa's sister-in-law, who unfortunately has been hospitalized, is having a whole bunch of problems, including her blood pressure is dangerously low, and they're trying to figure out what's happening there, and there's bleeding as well. So please do pray for Maria. I want to pray for Pat's son's friend, Brian. Danny's friend, Brian, his brother, is going through COVID-19 right now back in Iowa, I believe. And this is a young, healthy construction worker, but he is really not doing well. And I understand that he had to be put in the hospital and on a vent and into an induced coma. So we do pray for Brian's brother. I apologize, we do not have a name for him, but God knows. God knows his name. Also want to pray in Thanksgiving for Amanda's surgery, that it went well, for Esther's granddaughter. And want to lift up Sharon's brother, Jim, and her sister-in-law, Maureen, back in Texas. He was just put in the hospital, and he's having COVID-like symptoms, so he's being tested for that. And we do want to pray for healing for Jim and for strength for Maureen. I want to pray also for Sharon's son, Neil. We've been praying him for a while, and just want to keep those prayers going for him as he struggles with addiction. I want to pray especially for Raymond, this beautiful young man who helps me with all the website stuff, is going through a really hard time. His father passed away this last week suddenly, so we want to pray for Raymond's family as they grieve this terrible loss. Also want to pray for our brother in Christ, Gary Cook, hospitalized, still, as far as I know, at Hemet Hospital. He is in good spirits for the most part, but he's really having a tough time with pneumonia, which is, of course, very dangerous right now. So we do pray for Gary. We give thanks for the birth of a new great-grandbaby for Carolyn Straub and Dan. Winnie, their granddaughter, had a new baby this week, so we give thanks for a healthy birth. We also want to pray and thanks that Andrew Joy, Nancy's daughter-in-law, is doing much better, and for continued healing for her cousin, Brian, who's undergoing chemo and I think stem cell transplant as well for his cancer. So please do keep Brian in your prayers. Whew, I think that's all our new prayer requests. I do apologize if I missed anyone, but please do let me know. And let's lift up these beautiful souls as well as one another in prayer today. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this day, for the opportunity to gather in the spirit of Pentecost, to give up the uncertainty of this world for the certainty of the promise that you will be with us always. May the spirit of Pentecost that unites each and every one of us be upon us now as we gather in your name. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God of healing, we pray especially for those who are going through a difficult time right now. Lord, we pray for Maria for healing in the hospital. We don't know the answers. We do pray for answers and healing as well. For Pat's son, Danny's friend, Brian, his brother, we pray for healing from that terrible COVID-19 condition. We pray that he'll come out of that just fine. We pray for Amanda as she heals at home. We give thanks for what we see to be a successful surgery. We pray for Neil, Lord, in his struggle. May he have clarity of mind and spirit and help and strength in this time of struggling with addiction. We also pray for Sharon's brother, Jim, and his wife, Maureen. We do hope that it's not COVID, but Lord, if it is, we do pray for healing regardless what it is. We pray for healing for Jim and strength for Maureen. Lord, we pray for Raymond and his family, the loss of his father. We're so saddened by this loss, and we pray that you will bless them and keep them in this time. We pray for Gary Cook, Lord, in the hospital. Strengthen him, strengthen those lungs, and may he get out of there and go home soon. We give thanks for the birth of a new baby for Winnie. We give thanks for that birth, healthy and sound. We pray for mom and baby and the whole family. We pray for Andrew Joy. We pray that she'll continue to get better. And for Brian, Lord, in the chemo and the stem transplant. We pray that it's all successful. And Lord, we ask that you lift up all the names of those that we have right now in need of your loving presence and in healing on this day. Lord, in your mercy, gracious God of healing of all things, may your healing hands be upon our world, Lord. we are, as a nation specifically, struggling first, of course, and foremost in most people's minds is the COVID-19 struggle. We are deeply saddened, Lord, at the fact that over 100,000 people now have passed away from this condition. Lord, we pray for healing, for guidance, for our scientists and doctors, nurses, and all those on the front lines of that care of those people. We pray for strength and protection. But Lord, we are also seeing that we are divided in this nation by so many things. Lord, we pray for the family of George Lloyd, who lost his life this week in Minnesota. Lord, the racial tension that this reveals in our nation continues to break us apart. May you heal this terrible plight. May we come together in the spirit of Pentecost. Just as long ago they heard the language of one another, may we speak the language of oneness in our nation, remembering that our differences are human-made, not by God. We also pray, Lord, for that community for peace. We do pray for peaceful protest, for the end of violence, and for just ears to listen and hearts to be open to finding answers to how to better care for brother and sister in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, we pray for this day as we continue to live the life we're living right here and right now. Though we are distant, we pray that you will help us in the spirit of Pentecost to remember that the Holy Spirit binds us, keeps us, and holds us tight. There is no place we can go or no place we can be separated from one another because of the gift of the Holy Spirit. And may that spirit of fire, of wind, of the beauty of the dove just lighten our path this day and give us hope. And into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen.